Well, welcome back to KCChiefs.com, and give the formal welcome to the new head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. It's awesome to have you here.
Well, thanks, Mitch. It's great to be here.
Why Kansas City is the question of the day. Why now? Why Kansas City? Your decision to come here?
Well, listen, number one is the Hunt family. I had an opportunity to meet with Clark and spent 9 hours with him, and it was a grinder. But you just know. You know, you've been in this business long enough, you know about the Hunt family. I can't tell you about the fans. I mean, the fans are out of their minds. It's a tough, tough place to bring to play. I've had to come in here with teams and play, and it's brutal. We love the area. I had a chance to coach at the University of Missouri, and we grew fond of Columbia, and I recruited Kansas City, so I got to know a lot of the area here, and the support in the organization. When you've been in it long enough, you appreciate it, and so it didn't take but a phone call, and I was there for the interview. I was showing up.
Now, Clark said it was the quickest 9 hours of his life. What was it like for you?
Well, to be honest with you, they brought a lot of people. Clark had that plane fully loaded. And so the day went by fast. I mean, very fast, actually. And we probably could have kept going. But we called it off after 9, and I was hoping that he would offer me the job. So I was very glad that it worked in that direction.
Well, the whole Chiefs kingdom is glad that you're here. Now, you mentioned the fan base, and you brought two teams in here and won two tough games, 0-1 and 0-5, and it was hard for NFC teams to win here, and you did it. But you also lost here with that 96 world champion Packer team. How do you relight this fan base to bring back that kind of fervor next year to this
team? Yeah, listen, first of all, they're an important part of this, a very important part. It's my responsibility to make sure that I coach this football team into a winning football team. And it's important that the GM and I bring in, we get the right players here to do that. And so once the general manager's hired, that's when that process starts. And you add to the foundation that's already been built. There's a changeover that takes place in organizations over the years. And so it's important that we continue to build on the nucleus that's here, continue to build it with good players, and then coach the heck out of them. That's what you've got to do, and so I owe that to the fans, and they'll listen. They want a good football team, and they want to support, and it's important that I present that to them, give them that opportunity.
Andy, Clark and I have talked publicly and privately about this new schematic change, the right mix of chemistry, a direct line of report to him. You working closely with Mark Donovan, who you worked with in Philadelphia, the president of the team, and whomever the new general manager is going to be, what kind of energy can that create when you have that chemistry among those folks?
Well, I think it's important. I think it's important for the whole organization that they're all pulling together. And when we're all doing that at the same time, good things happen. And that includes the players. They're a big part of this organization. So whether it's front office, whether it's coaches, whether it's players, we all have strength amongst ourselves. And so that's an important thing. And listen, Mitch, in reality, the general manager, the head coach, we should all be working together to get the job done. That's the important thing. There should be a mutual trust between all of us. It's not who makes the final decision or this. You work it together. And then you make the decision together and good things happen. If you get into the power struggles here and then, that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. That's been proven over time in this game. So everybody checks their ego at the door. Let's get in there and grind, and let's get it right and go win some games, man.
Timetable, assembling your staff. You were part of one of the greatest staffs in NFL history with that Packers staff in the 90s. You've had great staffs with the Eagles. What do you want to get done and the timetable of getting your staff done here in Kansas City?
Well, I hate putting timetables on things. I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. I think it does take time, though. We're taking over a team here that was the last, you know, the bottom of the birdcage there. We're the last in the league right now. So we've got to build that up, and there's got to be an energy that I'm going to expect from the players and from the coaches. I think another thing that has been proven over time in this league is if you have good coaches and you have good players, good things happen. So it's my job to go out and hire these coaches and make sure that I bring the right guys in here to do the job. They've got some good coaches on this team that were here in the past years. Romeo did a nice job, and I had a chance to interview all of his guys. So he had some sharp guys on his staff. But it's important that those two groups kind of pull together as one and make sure that we do it. And you need talent on both sides to do that. It's not that, that part's not that hard to figure out. Good coaches, good players, good success.
And we're ready for that. Roster evaluation, Andy, the current roster, and then everybody wants to know about quarterback. And you've coached, you had Favre in the 90s. What about the quarterback position, but then evaluating this entire roster?
Yeah, well, listen, you want to make sure you evaluate the quarterback position right, number one. So better check out what you have right now. You better find out exactly why the product is the way the product is. And so you do that, and then you've got trades, you've got the draft, you've got free agency, you have all these things that go into it. The one mistake that you can't make is you go in with the number one pick and you just pick a quarterback. You better make sure it's got to be the right person at that position. And that's what people get in trouble. They force picks, particularly when you're picking that high. And so maybe it's this year, maybe it's not. Maybe it's the guys you already have here. Maybe it's free agency. Maybe you make a trade somewhere. But we've got to get the general manager hired. We've got to dig in and figure all that out.
Well, let me take you back. You decided you were in close to a similar position when you took Donovan McNabb in 99. What about that decision and trying to replicate it, I guess, as you move forward here in Kansas City?
Well, I've got to get in and see what the field is out there. I've got to see that. And we drafted Donovan with the second pick in the draft. There were a handful of quarterbacks that people felt were pretty good prospects. I'm not that far along in that process right now. I'm just coming out of the season. The general manager, he'll be further along in that process because that's what they do 365 days of the year over and over. They're searching for players and throughout the country. So this will take a little time. It's not going to happen right now. We've just got to keep work it and make sure we do what's right and for this football team. And if you can kind of keep that philosophy in mind, then you're going to be okay.
You have the number one overall pick in the draft. That means you also have the number one pick in successive rounds. The Chiefs have control of this draft. What's the proper way of using that equity, in your opinion, and what you've seen work in this league over time?
Get good players, right? Get good football players. You start going, well, I have to have this position. You're going to make mistakes. Again, that's proven. So go in and get some good football players. Add them to this organization. Try to stick with the principle of I'm going to do what's right for the Kansas City Chiefs, and it'll work out okay. It'll work out okay. You're building a foundation, and that's what's so important.
Final question. You've got a chance to address the Chiefs Kingdom right now. What do you tell them?
First of all, I love the Chiefs Kingdom, man. I love that term, huh? Sea of Red, the Chiefs Kingdom. Doggone, man. Oh, that's exciting. They broke out the tie. If you get a close up on that tie, that it's a Chiefs tie, huh? No, I'm liking that. I'm
through
liking
and through.
That. Oh, I'm liking that. So I used to have red hair. I'm kind of into the red. I'm into red, but I appreciate them, the fans of the Kansas City Chiefs. That was one of the drawing factors for me coming here, was this stadium, Arrowhead Stadium. When it's packed and rocking, there's nothing like it, man, in this league. And so it's my job to make sure that I get the right people in here to do the right job, and that's to win football games for them. And that's I'm going to do my best to do that.
Let's do this.
All right, Mitch. Fire up, baby.
Andy Reid, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. And, yes, it is time to get excited.